In this presentation, I will talk about a cooperative endeavor in Singapore between the industrial sectors and the education sectors on the training, development, assessment, and qualification recognition of workforce skills that are vital to keeping the workforce relevant to Singapore's knowledge economy so the workers stay employable. This cooperative endeavor is called the Singapore Workforce Skills Qualification System. What is the Workforce Skills Qualification System? It is a national credentialing system established under the cooperative efforts between the industrial sectors and the education sectors. In June 1998, the Singapore government set up a Manpower 21 committee to formulate a manpower blueprint. This blueprint represents the manpower vision for Singapore in the knowledge economy. One of the recommendations was to formalize a rigorous system for continuing education and training in Singapore. This system puts in place a competency-based framework for in-employment education and training to enable all levels of the workforce to learn and relearn throughout their lives and apply what they have learned at the workplace. In September 2003, a workforce development agency was tasked to develop and implement this framework, which is now known as the Singapore Workforce Skills Qualification System. Singapore has a comprehensive pre-employment training system. The system comprises the schools, the institutes of technical education, the polytechnics, and the universities. These are institutions that are the focus of the Ministry of Education. In particular, the Institutes of Technical Education and the Polytechnics provide rounded vocational preparation for people moving into their first jobs. Pre-employment training system transits the young into adulthood, but it is now recognized that this system is not enough to help the young people cope with globalization and the more dynamic work environment. The answer to this issue is continuing education and training. Continuing education and training refers to education and training activities after a person has left the former school system and started work. Continuing education and training fulfills the social and economic objectives of keeping people employed in the rapidly changing economy. For continuing education and training to fulfill the social and economic objectives, it has to comprise competency-based vocational training that focuses on, first and foremost, specific skills required for occupation and which are specified by industries, and at the same time, also knowledge-based education and training which are more academic-based. The vision of Singapore's continuing education and training is a key layer of Singapore's competitiveness that contributes to raising the profile of skills, the employability, the productivity, and the growth of the income of Singapore's workforce. Workforce skills qualifications is now the unifying element in Singapore's skills formation strategy. the Workforce Skills Qualifications System links competency standards and generic employability skills with job-relevant training for occupations and industries. It also gives recognition to this job-relevant training in terms of occupationally linked qualifications. Workforce Skills Qualifications System provides the workers a roadmap to identify and develop skills that are relevant to the rapidly changing economy. Using the Workforce Skills Qualification System, the industries can also link their competency needs to the occupational structure of the industry. Because the competencies required by the industries are constantly changing, it is important for workers to acquire skill sets to remain employable in the changing workplace across various industries. At the third quarter of 2015, Workforce Development Agency has, together with the various partners from various industries, developed more than 34 workforce skills qualifications frameworks spanning across a spectrum of industries. What are the objectives of the Workforce Skills Qualification System? The following are the objectives. 1. Professionalize the industries. 2. Enhance labor market flexibility and skills affordability. 3. Establish skills standards for foreign workers. These objectives are achieved by developing and sustaining the quality of Singapore's skilled practitioners through an established competency framework for the industry, allowing companies in growing industries to easily recruit workers with the necessary skills, and improving opportunities for workers to enter these industries. In summary, the Workforce Skills Qualification System has the following features. It is designed for adults. It is work and job focused. The training is vocational in nature, which means it prepares workers to do a specific job. It is competency based, which means training is focused on specific competency standards and prepares people to be competent in performing a specific job or task. It is a credential system, allowing people to be formally recognized for the skills they have. It is an open access training system, which means workers do not have to have particular academic prerequisites to be admitted to a course. It is industry-led, which means the industry players will partner with the public education system to define the training standards, the skills, knowledge, and attitudes to do the job, and finally check that the standard does accurately reflect the job requirements. Training is quality assured, which means that the training organizations that deliver the training must meet certain standards, and training outcomes are monitored for quality. Training is formally assessed, which means every module has an assessment for the participants to undertake. What are the principles underlying the Workforce Skills Qualification System? There are four principles. 1. Authority. The Workforce Skills Qualification System is a national certification and qualification system. statements of attainments and qualifications are issued by SkillsFuture Singapore, a government statutory body. As such, workforce skills qualifications carry the authority of firstly the Singapore government and secondly the industry sectors, which supervises the development of the training standards. 2. Accessibility. The workforce skills qualifications system is an open access training system. No academic entry pre-requirements exist for workforce skills qualifications courses. The skills and qualifications framework recognizes existing skills, work experience, and credentials. This will ensure that every employee can access the skills and upgrading pathways and benefit from structured training. Training is offered in bite-sized modules as well as on the job to widen opportunities for upgrading. 3. Progression. Workforce skills qualifications system offers courses at different levels: operator, expert technician, supervisor, manager, and professional, that are linked to allow employees to upgrade their skills for career progression. 4. Relevance. Workforce skills qualifications system offers training that are relevant to jobs and the workplace because all skills standards and qualifications are validated by industry and approved by a specialist industry council in the relevant industry sector set up by the Workforce Development Agency. Who are the workforce skills qualifications training providers? There are different types of training providers that can be classified into three categories. The highest category is National Continuing Education and Training Institute. The appointment as a National Continuing Education and Training Institute is the pinnacle status of continuing education and training providers. SkillsFuture Singapore evaluates eligible continuing education and training centers and awards them the status. Once conferred, the continuing education and training center has a 3-year period subject to renewal and outcomes of continuous improvement review audits. Besides the special recognition, national continuing institutes will be able to provide training assessment services for the industry and expand its workforce skills qualifications program overseas. Continuing education and training centers, in comparison, have more obligations and privileges than other workforce skills qualifications approved training organizations. Similarly, national continuing education and training institutes are expected to spearhead initiative in their workforce skills qualifications sector. These include using innovative methods of adult training, responding quickly to skills gaps and shortages, and providing holistic solutions to workforce development initiatives through offering services in the value chain to benefit the local workforce, such as career profiling and counseling, training, assessment, and placement. The Institutes of Technical Education, the polytechnics, even the universities, are conferred the status of National Continuing Education and Training Institute, each offering workforce skills qualifications courses, capitalizing on their unique capacity and capabilities. The next category is continuing education and training centers. Continuing education and training centers are industry training centers with a proven track record, performing a full range of services from promotion of continuing education and training to industries, screening of training participants, and training delivery to career advisory and placement. The last category is workforce skills qualifications approved training organizations. These include in-house providers training their own employees and third-party training providers serving specific clients. In-house training providers are often industry players who are committed to using the workforce skills qualifications frameworks for staff recruitment, appraisal, and development. What are the benefits of the workforce skills qualifications system? The following are some key benefits of the workforce skills qualification system to the employees. Training is efficiency focused and work focused. There are clear pathways for individual development and evaluation. Criteria for assessment are clearly defined. Assessment and training process are based on evidence. The delivery is learner-centric with participative approach, and training is bite-sized. The following are some key benefits of the workforce skills qualification system to the employees. It will ensure that the company's standard operating procedures meet the industry standards. It will ensure that employees' performance meets the industry standards. It will identify training needs and evaluate training. It will use the workforce skills qualification system for career development and facilitating progression. And it will develop programs and ensure quality within the organization. I hope my presentation could resonate new ideas in your search for innovation through the collaboration between the industrial sectors and the education sectors in the training of your workforce in this globalized economic environment. Thank you very much for your time.